This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Oh, fabulous. Next startup of music. Thank you so much, Rob Satter, our fabulous producer, taking good care of us, even doing extra clackety-clacking at the moment, so we appreciate that. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the radio. This is WKOK Sunrise. On the news line with us now, Teddy Stark's on the line. She's the Riparian Buffer Program Manager, Riparian Forest Buffer Program Manager at the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. And, boy, she's got her work cut out for her because there's so many places around here where small streams cross properties where some additional management, some better ideas might help out. So I imagine she's got her work cut out for her. Good morning, Teddy. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate that. We want to talk about what these riparian buffers are. Maybe first introduce yourself just a little bit more. Tell us what the program manager does as you try to increase the outreach and make sure that more of these buffers are set up around Pennsylvania.
So the Riparian Forest Buffer Program here at DCNR aims to plant acres of trees streamside. So these riparian forest buffers are streamside buffers. They're simply the shrubs and trees that are planted next to streams and rivers, and they help filter pollution. So as the program manager, I try to develop new ways to get these buffers planted on streamside properties all across Pennsylvania, on all types of land, from farms to backyards and everything in between.
And what we're talking about, these buffers, if you look at a property that has a stream, there was a time where you'd see a lot of folks would like to mow their grass right up to the edge so that you have grass, 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 stream, then grass again on the other side or whatever's on the other side. But that's not really ideal in terms of the environment.
Trees are a little bit better as far as something right next to the stream goes. So if people have the space, a little bit of room, instead of having farm fields right up to the stream or a backyard, like you said, mowed right up to the stream, planting at least 35 feet if possible, even more if they have the space of trees and shrubs next to the stream, can really help that stream by shading it, keeping the water cool, stopping pollution from reaching the stream, and kind of providing some stream bank stabilization there so the stream isn't eroded by high waters and storm events.
And you have mentioned primarily trees, but a wide range of plantings can be part of these buffers along these small streams.
We see a lot of times people like to incorporate shrubs or even, you know, flowering trees. They can be designed to kind of meet the individual landowner's preferred aesthetic. If they want to see things with a lot of flowers, or plant trees that develop fruits, or intersperse that planting with some just flowers that grow along the ground that could be just viewed for visual pleasure or picked for bouquets, all of that is useful as a streamside buffer.
Tell me about the new Buffer My Stream initiative.
So we are hoping to reach out to a whole bunch of landowners, primarily in South Central Pennsylvania, but all over the state. To encourage them to look into a streamside buffer, think about planting one. We need to plant 95,000 new acres of streamside buffers statewide, and we're hoping that 85,000 of those acres are planted right here in central Pennsylvania and within the Chesapeake Bay watershed because of sort of the pollution issues there. But buffers are great for all streams, no matter where you are. 85,000 acres is a lot. That's 68,000 football fields. Or if you planted a 35-foot-wide buffer, that would buffer the whole length of 12 round trips from Philadelphia to Erie. So it's 97,000 miles. So we need all the help we can get. So we are hoping to educate landowners, get them thinking about how to be better stewards of their streamside properties, thinking about what they can do to help improve water in Pennsylvania. And then we have some programs that can even help people plant the buffers on their properties if they're interested.
Well, this is, you're trying to create really a new aesthetic where some folks thought that, you know, farm fields that just grew into streams and then over on the other side, or lawns that went up to the stream, they thought that was a great look or a satisfactory look or just the way things developed. But you're trying to develop a new aesthetic that's associated with as well.
So, yeah, we are really used to just seeing those very manicured, excuse me, streamside properties where it's mowed or it's farmed right up to the stream, and we think of that as normal or beautiful. But historically, you know, Pennsylvania's Penn's Woods, the vast majority of our streams were once forested. And the ecosystems of Pennsylvania streams kind of developed in a forest condition, and they function best when they're forested. And we think streamside forests can be really beautiful, and people can actually enjoy their stream even more if there are trees planted along it. It takes a little bit of getting used to, maybe not being able to see the stream from the house as well as you normally would, but we can design buffers so there are still views that are really nice to look at. We have, you know, you can plant really tall trees to get a lot of shade, some privacy from your neighbors if that's what you're going for, all of those things. But certainly we need to sort of change the way we look at stream size and think about what looks nice there.
And keeping a stream cool, how does that affect the stream itself?
Sure. Well, that really affects a lot of the things that live in the stream. So, you know, Pennsylvania, we love our trout. A brook trout is the state fish, right? And we enjoy fishing here as a recreational hobby. If streams get too warm, a lot of the things that live in streams, especially trout, can't tolerate those really high water temperatures. They need the water to stay cool. So we're having a very hot summer right now, as I'm sure a lot of people are realizing. And having shade over those streams keeps the water temperature cool enough that the fish can survive and thrive there, and we can keep our great fishing here in Pennsylvania. And also helps, you know, if we want to use the stream for other purposes, recreationally, boating, swimming, all of those things, you know, we benefit from cool water and keeping the stream shaded.
Buffer my stream is primarily in the southern portion of the state right now. Might we see it expand in the years ahead?
Of course. Like I said, that was sort of our initial target was south central Pennsylvania, because there are the most opportunities for buffers here. We have some more forests in other parts of the state. But we are actively working with landowners in many counties, from Erie to Chester County, all the way up to Tioga County. So any landowner in Pennsylvania, we can try to help find a buffer solution for them.
Do we have any sort of a sense how many miles of streamside exist in Pennsylvania? You mentioned that from Philadelphia to Erie back and forth, what, I think 30 times or something like that. Is that the total number of miles that we have of streams and subsequently stream bank in Pennsylvania?
No, we actually have tens of thousands more miles of stream and stream bank in Pennsylvania than that. That's just a fraction of them. So there's lots of opportunity. We're lucky to have a state with many, many miles of streams and rivers. You know, water isn't really a shortage here in Pennsylvania. That can be a blessing and a curse. You know, when it rains a lot, flood events tend to impact more properties. But buffers can also help with that. The more buffers we have along streams, starting at the very top of the small streams down to the larger streams, the less flooding we're going to have in Pennsylvania long-term overall.
We're on the Newsline with Teddy Stark, a riparian forest buffer program manager with the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. DCNR.PA.gov is the starting point to reach her and her colleagues. Tell us about the fact that DCNR is there to help all property owners. You just mentioned it. Dig into that a little bit farther and tell us what DCNR is interested in and how they're interested in helping.
So I have a team of three staff that are specifically dedicated to working to riparian forest buffers, and they are able to come out, visit your property, provide recommendations, provide some access to some funding opportunities to potentially get help with your streamside planting. We also have service foresters that serve every county in the state, and they can also come out and help see your property and provide recommendations for what kind of trees to plant, work with you to develop your planting, think about kind of your goals for your property and develop the planting around that. So we have your field folks to come out and help you with those, to provide the technical assistance, provide access to funding, if applicable. So lots of help available.
And we've been talking about riparian buffers in the past with places like the Lynn Conservancy locally and the North Central Pennsylvania Conservancy. Are those go-to agencies locally? They're nonprofit groups, but are they some of the local helpers on whom we can rely for this information?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All the local conservancies are great partners to work with. We can often help them find funding, too, to do local streamside buffer plantings. Your county conservation district might be another great place to call to get started if you're interested in help, as well as a variety of nonprofits working throughout Pennsylvania. The Western Pennsylvania Conservancy, Alliance for the Chesapeake Bay, Chesapeake Bay Foundation, groups all over the state, watershed groups are also available to help. So we have a whole bunch of wonderful partners statewide trying to help get these buffers planted for water quality and for all of the other great reasons out there.
And at your website, that's where you'll see a list of these at dcnr.pa.gov?
There's certainly partners listed on our buffer website, and if folks go to dcnr.pa.gov, specifically /buffermystream, we have like a little contact us form there that they're able to click on, or a number to call, and we can help connect them to a local partner or schedule a site visit with someone from the buffer team or with a service forester, so we can find them help in a variety of ways. Or even just, you know, you can visit the Pennsylvania Association for Conservation District's website. I believe that's pacd.org to find your local county conservation district phone number, or just Google conservancies or watershed groups near me.
We will give you the last word. Anything important to add, any additional comment that will help our audience stay tuned with these riparian buffers?
You know, riparian buffers, we need everyone's help. Whether you're a farmer or just someone that has a little bit of stream flowing through your backyard, you have a role to play in clean water and being a good steward of your land. And the benefits to you are also plentiful, from cleaner water to improved wildlife and pollinator habitat to reduced erosion on your property. There are lots of benefits of buffers. And if you're interested or think you might like to help, please reach out. We would love to help you as well.
All right. Well, we very much appreciate that. We'll have you back again to talk about progressing, and as more of the Buffer My Stream initiatives moves north, and we'll talk about what this ideal setting is streamside in Pennsylvania that helps all kinds of wildlife. Teddy, thank you so much for your information. Thanks for making yourself available. Keep in touch, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Teddy Stark, a riparian forest buffer program manager at DCNR. They have a new program primarily affecting southeastern Pennsylvania counties, Buffer My Stream, where they talk about and give consulting and some funding for plantings along streamside. But they have information for everybody throughout the state, how to make sure that the stream near you is one that just can be as vibrant as possible. And, of course, their website, again, dcnr.pa.gov, the place for more information.